The latest from podnews.net. How long should a podcast be? Well, if a podcast is too long, two-thirds of weekly podcast listeners return to that podcast later and continue listening when they have more time. That's according to a survey of radio fans. However, 21% say they never come back. We'll link to our advice on how long a podcast should be in our newsletter and in our show notes. Dan Meisner has looked at 2 years of the Apple Top 200 podcasts, and he's discovered a number of trends, including more society and culture podcasts than ever before. We link to how the Apple Podcasts charts work in our show notes and in our newsletter. And now a note of caution. A company called Planet TV Studios is approaching podcasters with the promise of coverage on Fox Business, a US cable channel. It sounds flattering. But don't waste your time. They want $28,000 to highlight your podcast, according to one podcaster who contacted us. If you've $28,000 to burn on an average of just 149,000 viewers, well, at least you could support PodNews too. We're at podnews.net/support. Acast has launched in France. Yann Thébault will run the French business. Formerly, he was in charge of Spotify for continental Europe. Over 4 million people in France listen to podcasts every month. That's roughly 8% of the country, says the country's Médiamétrie research. Podcast Movement has a new head of sales, Christy Scott. Christy was formerly selling Tom Taylor Now, the excellent daily email for people in radio. Tom retired at the end of last year. Stitcher's CEO, Eric Dine, was interviewed about the benefits of podcast advertising by Yahoo Finance. Anchor has added analytics metrics to its mobile app, so you can now even check your download numbers on the bus. And what's the difference between radio and podcasting? PodNews' editor, that's me, in his weekly Radio Tomorrow piece for an Australian radio industry website, points out that podcasters want to help each other, unlike radio. In our developers' corner this week, supporting PubSub Hubbub could significantly help all parts of the podcasting ecosystem. PubSub Hubbub cuts down on redundant RSS polling and means it's faster for listeners to get new episodes. As we write in our overview article linked to from our show notes and our newsletter, it just needs a few lines of code, and Google Podcasts already supports it. Shame it's just got such a stupid name. And our podcast pages are designed to have lots of helpful information on them for podcasters, but you can hide all that and our branding if you want to, so you can just link to us to help anyone find your podcast. Just add /no at the end of the URL. We link to an example from our show notes and our newsletter. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.